Agricultural programming is made possible by Risk Management Commodities, with offices in Chalmers and Lafayette, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities provides commodities analysis and recommendations for business and agriculture throughout East Central Illinois and Western Indiana. 866-837-9027.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition this morning on WYLL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3. It's time now for the pre-opening commodity market reports, and here's Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. The Federal Reserve announced this morning a plan to buy massive amounts of short-term debt in a dramatic effort to break through a credit clog that is imperiling the economy. The Federal Reserve will buy commercial paper, a short-term financing mechanism that many companies rely on to finance their day-to-day operations. The Fed says it is creating a new entity to buy three-month unsecured and asset-backed commercial paper directly from eligible companies. Meanwhile, yesterday afternoon, NAS reports that the corn crop is rated 61% good to excellent, unchanged from last week. 73% of the crop is rated mature versus 52% last week, and the five-year average of 89%, 14% of the crop is harvested, compared with 9% last week and the five-year average of 30%. 57% of the soybean crop is rated good to excellent, unchanged from last week. 93% of the soybeans is dropping leaves, compared with 68% last week and the five-year average of 91%. 31% of the soybean crop is harvested, compared with 9% last week and the five-year average of 41%. 59% of the winter wheat crop is planted, compared with the five-year average of 60%. Midwest hog markets today are expected to be steady to 50 cents per hundredweight lower than on Monday. Terminals called steady to a dollar lower, tops from $44.50 to $48. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Monday, October 6, negotiated swine purchases were 17,730. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $58 to $68, the weighted average $66.12. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.07 to $53, the weighted average $50.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 18,671. The base price range, $58 to $69.69, the weighted average, $66.53. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44.93 to $52.69, and the weighted average was $50.26. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And taking a look at the Midwest Corn Belt, we have a lot to talk about. So first, we'll back the clock back during the last 24 hours and talk about where it's rained. And rain was widespread across the Western Corn Belt. That would include southern Minnesota, the eastern portions of South Dakota, much of Iowa, eastern Nebraska, eastern Kansas, and a good portion of Missouri. Also parts of northern Wisconsin, mostly out of the production areas, getting rain as well. Some locally heavy rains in southwestern Minnesota and west central Minnesota, some places picking up an inch and a half or a little bit more. In southeastern South Dakota, Sioux Falls picking up over 2 inches of rain during the last 24 hours. So that's a very heavy rain for them. Also over an inch and a half in parts of eastern, northeastern Nebraska. Across Iowa, Des Moines picked up a little over an inch, but many locations getting between 4/10 of an inch and 1 inch. But these are healthy rainfall totals. This rain area is slowly moving eastward. I think the amounts are going to diminish a little bit as this rain system pushes eastward. But Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, all due to get some rain over the next 24 hours or so. And by tomorrow, the rain will be tapering off in Illinois, still continuing in Indiana and Ohio, but it'll taper off in those states by the time we get to Thursday. So what this is going to do is stop the harvest operations for a couple of days, but it looks like some fine harvest weather will follow. We're going to get into a warm and dry weather pattern over most of the Midwest Corn Belt for later this week into the weekend. The only exception will be in the far northwestern Corn Belt, where some rain will start to work in Friday into the weekend. So it's wet already in Minnesota and South Dakota and northwest Iowa. Those areas are going to turn wet again as we get into the weekend. But most of the Corn Belt will have dry and favorable weather into the weekend. And even early next week, it looks dry over the eastern half of the Corn Belt with most of the action in the western half. Now, one thing that we're looking at on the maps, and there's some concern and a lot of talk in the market area, is frost, or actually a hard freeze, a widespread hard freeze next week. And there will be a freeze in the northern plains, especially out toward Montana and parts of the Dakotas. The question is, how far east will the freeze come? And how much will it affect the Corn Belt? Well, I think in terms of the Corn Belt, based on all the data we have right now, the likely freeze is not going to affect a large portion of the Corn Belt. I think that production areas in South Dakota will be affected, and perhaps parts of western Minnesota, perhaps parts of Nebraska, perhaps parts of northwestern Iowa could be affected by a freeze on Monday morning or Tuesday morning of next week. But at this point, it appears the bulk of the cold air is plunging into Montana, and the northwestern Corn Belt will be on the southeastern edge of the coldest air. So it is potentially possible that most corn production areas will miss out on a freeze, but it's also possible that some of the northwestern areas could get widespread into the growing season early next week. The time will have to tell on that. Right now, the likeliest areas in the Corn Belt to get a hard freeze would be central Nebraska into South Dakota and North Dakota, and perhaps parts of west central Minnesota. But much of southern Minnesota, much of Iowa, and even eastern Nebraska could escape the freeze. And east of there, no worries at all right now. In fact, here in Illinois and Indiana, looking on through to October 20th, we don't see a freeze coming our way. And quickly in South America, I'll just say in Argentina, it looks generally dry into Saturday morning. There could be a few showers and thunderstorms over the weekend. There was a little frost in Buenos Aires this morning where wheat is heading, but that's just an isolated case of frost down there. Southern Brazil has turned dry after heavy rain the last couple of weeks, so that's favorable for planting. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Mike Morris in McHenry at 815-344-7213. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 6:30 and three quarters, up 2.5. Last trade up 13 and three quarters. December wheat at the Board of Trade, 5.98.5, up 3.25. Last trade up 12 and three quarters. December corn, 4.18.5, down 5.5. Last trade up 1. July, 4.64, down 2. Last trade down 2. November beans, 9.22 and three quarters, up 3/4. Last trade up 19 and three quarters. July, 9.62, down 9. Last trade up 15.5. October soybean meal, 249.80, up 4.70. Last trade up 4.70. October soybean oil, 39.30, unchanged. Last trade up 65. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Dave.
There you are, sir.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All righty.
We got an announcement this morning from the Federal Reserve to, in effect, buy commercial paper that helps Main Street get the short-term credit they need to do day-to-day operations, purchasing supplies, making payrolls, and the like. The Dow, off the news, initially had a small bump, and right now we're up about 30 points, 31 points, and have really hovered on both sides of unchanged today. Is the Fed move enough to give the grain traders the confidence they need to think about putting a bottom in the market?
Well, it's a possible that we could do that. We might just be, after the big dive down, doing a little bit of consolidation before we decide which way to go. But we've been down so hard that we would expect it to bounce a little. We just don't know if we've seen the low yet. The Fed action would seem to help. It does have the Dow up a little. The Dow was at one time, the index, up over 140 last night. So there is some buyers out there showing up thinking that these are cheap prices, but we don't know if we're just consolidating a little bit before we go lower, or, you know, because of harvest to harvest pressure. Well, we still see that, and we're still worried about the world economy lowering usage.
I guess I'm also wondering whether or not the moves that we've seen last week from Congress and this week from the Fed potentially will have traders beginning to focus back on more traditional things that they look at, like the technicals of the market in particular and the fundamentals.
Right. We haven't been looking at anything except the financial mess for about 10 days. And now maybe we'll start looking at, hey, man, we've got corn down here near $4. We've got beans under $10. Maybe we ought to be looking at value of crop and what the usage is. And we haven't been looking at that for the last 10 days.
So what about the opens today then?
We're looking at corn unchanged up 4, beans up 15 to 20, wheat up 10 to 15. Over in livestock, we're even looking at cattle and hogs being up 10 to 30.
That's something we haven't seen for a little while.
No, we have not.
Thank you much, Pete.
Thank you, Dave.
Pete Manhart, he is with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He joins us every Tuesday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana. It's 9:01 Central Time.